This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
Today on State of the World, what raw fish tells us about the Ukrainian economy. Thanks for listening to State of the World from NPR. We bring you the day's most vital international stories up close where they're happening. I'm Greg Dixon. Ukraine is approaching 2 years since Russia's full-scale invasion of the country. The airports in Ukraine are closed, and many of the seaports are blockaded. And yet, NPR's Nathan Rott was able to find a sushi restaurant open about 25 miles from the front lines. And, he says, that tells us something about Ukraine's resilience in war.
I know. Sushi. But hear me out. Nearly anywhere you go in Ukraine, in small towns thrashed by nearly 2 years of fighting, in larger cities like here in Zaporizhia, you'll still find restaurants serving immaculate and, yes, delicious sushi.
My favorite roll, classic Philadelphia, California.
Oleksandr Lapshenkov is the manager of Island Sushi, a small restaurant on a busy strip about 20 miles up the road from the trenches and minefields that now scar southern Ukraine. I myself am an internally displaced person, Lapshenkov says. My family and I are from Poloy, which is now occupied. My home is bombed and destroyed. The war has upended lives, battered businesses, and thrashed the Ukrainian economy. Despite tens of billions of dollars in financial aid to the country, the United Nations estimates that Ukraine has lost 30% of its GDP since Russia's full-scale invasion began in 2022. And yet, anywhere you go in the country, cafes, pizza joints, and restaurants like Lapshenkov's are still open, employing people and providing what they say is a much-needed sense of normalcy. People could make films, Lapshenkov says, about how Ukrainian business adapted and survived through all of this. Sushi, a dish that in Ukraine relies almost entirely on imported ingredients, is a good example of how some aspects of Ukraine's consumer economy continue to thrive. Serhiy Fedorchenko is a good example. He's the manager of a food supply warehouse in Zaporizhia.
Oh, wasabi.
Tempura.
We're in what Fedorchenko calls the sushi corner of their warehouse, where workers are sealing boxes and stacking some ingredients that you normally wouldn't associate with sushi.
Can you see all these buckets? Most of them, they are cream cheese.
Everybody loves cream cheese here.
Yeah, of course, the Japanese don't know what we put in our sushi, he says, but it's what people like here, so it's good for business. Fedorchenko says business has stabilized over the last year. Food importers who were worried about shipping to southeast Ukraine earlier in the war are moving goods again. And foods like fish that spoil quickly are given priority at the border crossings from Poland, allowing restaurants dependent on those foods to keep operating. Sushi's rise in Ukraine started after the fall of the Soviet Union, says Olha Nasanova, a restaurant consultant in Kyiv. It became a popular meal, she says, for special occasions, holidays, dates.
Sushi is so popular in Ukraine because it's probably the only available exotic.
The whole way you eat it, she says, the chopsticks, people couldn't believe it. It was all very exotic. Naturally, we're talking to Nasanova at a sushi restaurant, one of the first in Kyiv.
I mean, is it fair to say that sushi was kind of like an act of post-Soviet defiance then?
Yes. Це пов'язано також з тим, що
Nasanova says sushi is one of the dishes that symbolized Ukraine trying to distance itself from its Soviet past. And that defiance, she says, is still very much alive today. Despite air raid sirens, power outages, and bombings of civilian areas, restaurants are still packed all over Ukraine. Sitting down and eating at a restaurant is like psychotherapy, Nasanova says. It's a way to show that normal life continues. at a sushi and pizza restaurant in Slovyansk, a 30-minute drive from the rubble-strewn hellscape of Russian-occupied Bakhmut, a pair of soldiers from a Ukrainian artillery unit are ordering dinner.
What'd you order?
Що ви замовили?
Ми взяли сет мего. Там 64 суші.
Two pizzas and a sushi roll set with 64 different pieces, says a soldier who goes by the call sign Tramat. It's military policy for soldiers not to give their real names.
Незвичайно, чого нам не вистачає.
We like it because when the guys come back from their positions on the front lines, he says, we need something from our everyday life, comfort food.
Такі речі зближують, розумієте?
And he says they remind them of what life is like outside of war. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Southeast Ukraine.
That's the State of the World from NPR. I want to give a big thanks to everyone who listens and is subscribed to this podcast. We've grown in the last few months, and it's thanks to you. And we, like all public media, are also dependent on your financial support. Listeners who are able to give ensure that everyone has free access to news that is both reliable and entertaining. Where else are you going to hear about sushi in Ukraine? So please, consider joining NPR Plus at plus.npr.org or make a tax-deductible donation now at donate.npr.org. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again soon.
In this country, some truths aren't self-evident. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as wide-ranging and real as the people who tell them, we celebrate the Black experience for all its soul and richness. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.